And welcome to another edition of Sportsline on WMIC AM 660 and 95.3 FM. Playoff football still with some Thumb Area teams. We got three left, and three survived from last week in the second round of the playoffs. Brown City Green Devils, our principal coverage area on WBGV 92.5 FM, victorious over Dakerville 52-6. We hope to talk to head coach Aaron Cooper. Also, Lakers defeating the Montrose football team in Division 7. And also the Ubley Bearcats winning over Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary to move on to the next round. To the regionals for 11-player and for state semifinal action for the Brown City Green Devils. They'll be at Martin. Ubley will be at Fowler. And Lakers will be at New Lothrop. With me on the phone is Thumb Togeter's own Jonathan Bisher. How you doing, man?
Good, but you're incorrect. You said Ubley will be at Fowler.
No, that's right. Wrong.
Fowler will be at Ubley.
It's like I'm reading a graphic sometimes. That's why I say it's got to be versus.
I'm correcting you already, Eddie. You already with just the game.
I haven't been at Ubley at all, so you've been enjoying all the great food.
Oh, yeah. Pizza, it's delicious. The great hospitality. And, of course, the great football.
Yeah. We'll talk about these three games. We do have a guarantee to talk to one of the coaches. That would be Coach Sweeney from the Ubley Bearcats in the 6 o'clock hour. So we're going to tune in for that. The MHSAA, man, how quickly the teams whittle down here, Jonathan.
Yeah, the first week, I think we lost about three-quarters of our coverage area. But, hey, this week we went 3-for-4. We knew we were going to lose one guaranteed and keep one with Brown City and Deckerville squaring off. But, hey, the other two teams pulled it off. And here we go into the regional championship game for 11-player with two teams looking for a title and Brown City vying for a spot in the 8-player championship.
All right, before we get too deep into that, we're going to talk about the Lakers, who defeated Montrose 28-14 when we come back. Also, we're going to do another commercial break here, and we'll talk with Jonathan Bisher, recap of that game, and take a look what the Lakers have in store for New Lothrop. New Lothrop, of course, a really good team. When we come back here on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show, we'll be right back.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
We interrupt this program to bring you this special bulletin. Attention to the employees of Dunn Paper Company in Port Huron. For those who are losing their health insurance, make an appointment immediately with the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. Grant Smith and his staff are here to help you through the process and get you the proper health insurance that fits your needs. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, your local connection.
Call today for an appointment, 810-984-1373.
All right, welcome back to the Sportsline High School Football Sports Show. We're talking about the Lakers went up against Montrose and got the win 28-14 in this game. And Jonathan, a big win for the Lakers here to get through Montrose.
Oh, that was a big win. They claimed their second straight district title in back-to-back years. And coming off of last week where they beat a rival just 21-14, lost their quarterback, everybody, you know, kind of put Lakers on the outside looking in, saying, hey, they're not going to beat a Montrose team that just took care of Cass City without their quarterback. But, man, here they are, and they did a good job in this game.
You think they surprised a lot of people, or especially us in the media?
I think, yeah, they definitely surprised a lot of people, beating them by two touchdowns. But, I mean, when you got a ball player like Ethan Wisner, anything's possible. That kid can absolutely just carry a team. Literally, physically on his back, he can carry a team.
Scoring first was Montrose, making it 7-0 in the first quarter at the 9-12 mark. We want to thank Coach Lavasser for sending this results in and passing it on to us from Paul Adams of the Huron County View, by the way. And then Lakers was able to tie it up. Michael Good with an 8-yard catch at the 2:19 mark in the first quarter. Good to, you know, again, it's like a 7-7 mark, but, you know, you're starting over again at 0-0 mark there. At the half also, it was 21-14 as they scored. The Lakers did at the 6:52 mark of the second quarter. Ethan Wisner with a one-yard TD. They scored at the 6:13 mark of the second, tied up. But then with a minute and 20 left of the second quarter, that's how much time was left in the half. Ethan Wisner with a four-yard TD also for the Lakers. And they scored also 4:39 left in the game as a whole. Ethan Wisner again with a nine-yard touchdown for the victory, 28-14. No points, I do believe, in the third quarter for Montrose. And, you know, good win here. I mean, Ethan Wisner has been the catalyst for this Lakers team.
Yeah, he has been the heart and soul of this team. And he really took it upon himself this last week really to make sure they can play another week. Because when it's playoff time, I mean, you lose, you're done. And they lost their quarterback, Connor McCain, due to a broken leg. And Ethan Wisner just, I think, goes to Coach Lavasser and says, give me the ball. I'm going to carry this team as far as I can.
Yeah, what happened with that? Was that this past week, or this happened?
It was against Bad Axe. Against Bad Axe, I believe he broke his leg. And then so Ethan Wisner moves over to quarterback, and here he goes, just carrying the workload for the Lakers.
Was that the second meeting in the playoffs?
Yes.
Oh, man. So also Ethan Wisner in this game, 42 carries, 289 yards, three touchdowns in the game. As you said, he just kind of had to take it on his back and take it over. But he did have help. You got to have that compliment with you. 3 of 6 passing for 22 yards and a touchdown. Good to keep the game honest, but didn't have to pass too much. But you like to have that in your back pocket, and you have that to score with. Is it Michael?
Yeah, Michael Good. Yeah, he had the two catches for 18 yards and a touchdown. He's been the top receiver for Lakers all year. Big target out there, can really go up and high point the ball. And I think Wisner knew that. He just says, I'm going to throw it up to you, Michael, and you go make a play for me.
Defensively also, according to the information we have here, he forced a fumble, a QB strip late in the game, ended the game with less than 2 minutes left. Good to have that, you know, the turnovers, of course, in a playoff game when you're running this deep. Good to have. Michael Good defensively obviously was a strong point in this game for Lakers to keep this two-touchdown lead.
Yeah, he played an overall good game. Didn't have the stats offensively, but, I mean, led the team with five tackles, had a sack. Like you said, forced fumbles, also had an interception. He is one of the better linebackers in the area, like a weak side linebacker. And he steps up defensively, and then offensively, like you said, Wisner, I mean, that's just ridiculous numbers. 42 carries, 289 yards, and three touchdowns. I hope Coach Lavasser gives him a break this week on in practice and lets him rest up before this big game against New Lothrop.
Yeah, Jay Sears has also been a good compliment also. I mean, if you don't have Connor McCain, like Ethan Wisner, of course, we know what the type of player he has been in the last, well, 2-3 years alone with the Lakers. But we had Jay Sears out there. He is healthy also, 18 carries, 66 yards in this game. Had a catch for 4 yards, two tackles also. 4 for 4 for extra points and two touchbacks on the kickoff. Special teams, you know how much I love that. Good to have that for Montrose having to start deep.
Eddie, you would have loved it Friday night.
Yeah?
You know, we almost had a kickoff go through the upright.
Oh, really? For Ubley or Lakers?
It hit Ubley. It hit the field goal post.
You know, if you do that, you should at least get a point for that, you know? Because then more people will try to kick them that far in any game. So, yeah. It is Sportsline Radio, High School Football Sports Show, talking about the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers in this 5 o'clock hour. In the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to have interviews with Brown City head coach Aaron Cooper. And also, Ubley Bearcats head coach Eric Sweeney. Welcome to him in the next hour. We'll have more Laker talks with Jonathan Bischer of Thumbtugger Sports coming up next here on WMIC Sportsline Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Kohler with Kohler's Propane. Looking back, it's been a real nice summer, but each day is closer to fall and cooler weather. When it's time for your furnace to go on, will you be ready? You will be if you depend on Kohler's Propane. For 73 years, we've been keeping homes and businesses in the Thumb and Blue Water area warm and cozy. Our goal is to provide you with quality products and superior service. We guarantee your price for one full year, offer free tank installation, free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. At Kohler's, we have a commitment to our customers and communities we serve to continue to provide the level of service we would expect ourselves. For information, call us toll free, 800-572-2191. Or visit our website, getkohlers.com. And remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Denny King, the King of Cars here at Moore Motors in Caro. What a crazy couple years we've had, coming out of an unprecedented quarantine. Toilet paper and food shortages, insane gas and fuel prices, mask or no mask, vehicle shortages. And it doesn't matter what side of the fence you're on, this world, and particularly the car business, has changed forever. With that said, Moore Motors Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram is here, fully staffed with seasoned veterans to assist you with all your car needs. Sales, parts, service, and body shop. We have certified experts on hand to assist you ordering exactly what vehicle you want with the exact options. And finally, I can say we have 34 new vehicles and 58 pre-owned in stock. And don't worry, friends, we're not charging over sticker for our vehicles like some of our competitors. We're paying top dollar for needed trade-ins as well as lease turn-ins. So come experience why we were voted the number one new car dealer in the Thumb by you, our friends, neighbors, and customers. This is Denny King, the King of Cars, and I'm excited to assist you and see you soon. Or visit us on the web at themooreautogroup.com.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio, high school football sports show. Talking to Jonathan Bisher of Thumbtugger Sports, and we're still talking about the Elkton Pidgeon Bayport Lakers here on Sportsline Radio. So, good game here for the Lakers, winning over Montrose 28-14. Now they'll take on a powerhouse of the New Lothrop Hornets. Can the Lakers bring some of that flooding water and maybe soften that sting from the New Lothrop Hornets? I mean, so far the Lakers have really won some big games in the last couple years. I mean, this is one they could. I think there's a chance here.
Well, there's always a chance. That's why you got to play the game. You know, this is the team Lakers last year. They put Paloma Athalia, the state champs, pushed them to the brink before Paloma really pulled away. And I'm kind of expecting the same gutty performance from Lakers this year against New Lothrop, who's probably the one of the favorites left in Division 7, along with Ithaca and Traverse City St. Francis, and they square off this week. But when you got Ethan Wisner, you got to give him a shot. When a kid runs the ball 42 times for almost 300 yards and three touchdowns, you just say if they can control the clock and the tempo with Wisner, there's always a shot Lakers can win. And like you said, they got Jay Sears. He's a very dynamic, athletic player, can really stretch the defense. And you're thinking Coach Levasseur goes, I got to get him the ball about 10 to 15 times a game and hope he can break a big one.
If you focus on too much one player, though, you got to have those other players to throw off their defense. Lakers do have two potential players to do that. Do they have enough against this New Lothrop defense, in your opinion?
That's the true question. I mean, this is a New Lothrop defense that's only given up 115 points and 23 being the most in their loss to Duran. So, 30 in the pre-district they gave up to Bendel. So, I mean, it's a defense you can score on, but it's not a very easy defense to score on. So Lakers is really going to have to mix it up here. I don't think they can just rely on Ethan Wisner all the time. Like you said, I think there's going to have to be some passing in there. I think he's going to have to find Michael Good out in the flat. He's going to have to look to stretch the defense with Jay Sears going down the seam. And don't be surprised if maybe sophomore wide receiver Colton Tulaski gets in on the passing game. He's another kid that can really stretch a defense. And, you know, getting into the deep runs in the playoffs, sometimes you got to throw some wrinkles out there. He's a kid that, you know, Coach Levasseur maybe even keeping in his back pocket, and we might see a big week out of him. But nonetheless, it's how far will Ethan Wisner carry you on his back?
Yeah, there is a common opponent. New Lothrop did play Montrose because they play in the same division or league, the MMAC. That was back in week six, where they defeated Montrose 42-13. So there's a common opponent there. Another common opponent, here's the webs of the playoffs from last year. It carries over to this year. New Lothrop defeated Paloma last week 28-7, a team that the Lakers saw last year in the playoffs themselves, where they lost 20-0. Don't let that score fool you. And the Lakers was in the red zone a couple of times, just couldn't punch it in also.
Yeah, and this is a completely different Paloma Westphalia team than last year. It is not the same powerhouse team that they had. They definitely struggled. Now, don't get me wrong, it's still an impressive win over PW, but it's not the same team as last year where Lakers really hung in there for 3.5 quarters.
Yeah, and there is a loss for New Lothrop. They did lose to Duran, but it was a close loss, 23-21, and also Ovid-Elsie, 14-13. I think that Ovid-Elsie team is the team that they played in the BWAC against Elmont in the playoffs also, or even at the end of the regular season. Now, Paloma, of course, like you said, is a different team, but is this Lakers a different team also? Are they an improved team from last year when they were in that playoff hunt?
Well, you could say, I thought yes up until last week because, you know, they had both Ethan Wisner and Connor McCain. Last year, Wisner was the one that was hurt during the playoff run. Now this year, it's Connor McCain. So it is a completely different team because they got different players, but you're still missing one of your main guys, and that really hurts. But like you said, it's going to be how far Wisner can take him. The kid is a bowling ball. He is tough to stop. He's got over 1,000 rushing yards. He's by far one of the toughest guys to bring down in the area, and he might be the toughest, hardest running back that New Lothrop's seen all year.
New Lothrop always seems to have also playing the thumb area teams when it gets to this point in the playoffs also, whether it's a Sandusky, Anobly, Harbor Beach, and now the Lakers also. So there's always a thumb team always meeting up against the New Lothrop Hornets, especially in this division now in Division 7 or Division 6 where they fall in at this point. Sometimes they fall back down to Division 8, but they're always right there in the mix, and they're up against the Lakers. This will be a Friday night game, correct?
Yeah, there's a Friday night game in New Lothrop. We'll have it on Channel 2. So we will be there covering Lakers this week. Last week, logistically, we couldn't make it. This week, we can. So we'll have them on Channel 2.
All right, that'll be at thumbchugger.com. So we'll have updates and tweets out of that also. We're going to learn a lot about this new Lothrop team also with a pregame show also, where I'll be gathering the info all together. But looking at some of these games, you know, some of them are pretty close, but it is a very competitive a league at times also that they play in. So, I don't know how to think about this game here. I mean, the Lakers have surprised me so many times throughout this whole season as it is, especially what I thought the Greater Thumb West was a little bit weak. You could say the same for the Greater Thumb East at times also, but some of the opponents they took on, like, you know, Garber at the end of the season, although that was a loss, that probably woke them up a little bit to remind them, hey, you know, we got to play 100% better than that on defense, and hopefully the defense will be enough to maybe slow down New Lothrop because they're the type of team that can score quick on you also, but they're also a time-consuming, a drive-eating type of team.
Yeah, New Lothrop's one of those offenses that's just going to take what the defense wants to give them. If you're going to give them the big explosive play, they're going to take the big explosive play. But like you said, they can also slug out a 10-play, 90-yard drive and take 8 minutes off the clock. So they're just a kind of do-it-all team. And I, like you said, that Garber loss to Lakers, I think, was a big loss because since then they've really cleaned things up penalty-wise. The turnovers haven't been there. They've played much cleaner ball. Now, with that being said, they haven't quite put up the points that they were, but the competition is definitely a lot stiffer than when they were making all those mistakes. So it's good to see them clean those things up and taking care of business against these really good opponents in Bad Axe and Montrose, and now really even drawing a tougher straw against New Lothrop here in the regional.
And I think they may have a similar style of a top quarterback in the backfield because we're talking about New Lothrop Hornets Jack Kohanek. He has a 9 of 20 and 90 yards in the last game, had a touchdown pass, 18 carries, 136 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Also, he's a leading rusher for this team, also for New Lothrop. They were pretty even on some of the time of possession against Pawamo, but man, they had a tough draw in the first round as it is against Pawamo. Was it the second round? Yeah, to win their district championship game also. All right, man, already our time has been eaten up, but in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking to a couple coaches, 3 coverage area teams. The Lakers will be at New Lothrop. There'll be a Friday night game. And tune in at Channel 2 at thumbtugger.com. Our game on 92.5 FM will be on a Saturday afternoon heading out to Martin. Another crack for Brown City to get another shot at Martin football team, who they lost to earlier in the season. Kind of curious and get your take on how much can a team learn from playing the team they lost to earlier in the season into the playoffs at this point. When we come back, that'll be after the 6 o'clock news and information on more coverage of Brown City and Ubley to talk about, especially the Ubley coach and Brown City coach, if we can get a hold of them also. Come your way here on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. We'll be right back.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agra Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agravalleyservices.com.
And welcome back to our 6 o'clock portion of our Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. Three coverage area teams in action still. We talked about the Elkton Pitch and Bayport Lakers. They'll be at New Lothrop. Good luck to them. And now we get into Division 8 of 11-player football. Well, it seems like the story here in the last several years, decade or so here, the Ubley Bearcats still in the mix in Division 8, getting the big win over Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. Jonathan Bitcher with me, and also head coach of the Ubley Bearcats, Eric Sweeney, still probably finishing that bowl of Halloween candy. How's everybody?
Well, maybe not. Just got done with supper.
Okay. All right. How you doing, Coach?
Doing good.
Great. So the season is still undefeated. It's going well. And, you know, you've been at the helm now since what year now? You're in your third or fourth year at this point.
This is the third year.
So these players that you have that we're going to talk about here, have you had them now all 3 years, most of these players, at least your quarterback?
Actually, these players here, the seniors, I've coached them every year since seventh grade, except for when they were in eighth grade.
Yeah,
because I'd have been their coach when they were in freshman on JV and then 3 years of varsity.
Yeah, it's got to feel pretty special what you've done here in your 3 years. Of course, you know, there's a lot of help, a lot of former coaches still helping out with the assistant coaches, just like your role was also from all levels. In fact, from Pee Wee, the JV, to the middle grades also. Flag football, I got to throw that in there also. And you at the head coach helm making the calls in the sideline. It's got to feel great to have that support, but you're the guy who's make the calls, and they give the suggestions, but it ultimately comes down to you.
Well, yeah, and, you know, the cool thing is, you know, that you're talking to Bill Sweeney's and Dave Kaufman's and Chuck Wright's. You know, they're there on Fridays, you know, to help out, you know, with spotters and the tower. And, you know, we have a lot of young guys between – you know, Anthony Sweeney, who would have been on our 16, 17 teams, and Matt might check the same way. Tyler DePesky helps us out now. Austin Drake, you know, was at North Huron for a couple of years there, and now he's back helping us out. So we not only have the old guys, we have a lot of these young guys helping us out, along with, you know, Jim Becker doing the defense. We have a outstanding staff, and, you know, it makes it really easy for me when, you know, we have guys like that helping us out.
Let's talk about this defense. Man, not that many points allowed. 70 points throughout this at this point. Last week against Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary, you scored 49, only allowed 14. When you get to that, you know, district championship, and now you get to this regional, you know, the points are going to mount up. But only averaging maybe a touchdown per game, you got to be really gratified in how well this defense is playing, especially under Coach Becker.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and only two of them touchdowns have been scored in the first half. So, you know, our defense has been outstanding all year. You know, we've gotten better. You know, we're a lot better now than we were at the beginning of the year. That's something we always take pride in, is we want to get better, you know, as the season goes on. So, no, we have played outstanding defense, you know, and it's just been huge.
Also huge is your offense. The Wing T offense doing really well. Over 4,000-plus yards rushing, according to the calculations that you sent us. You're able to spread that ball out very well also with the three backs. Your leading rusher at this point, Mark Heilig, but you got to be proud of the quarterback managing the game in the backfield. But he has 890 yards rushing also, but he can pass also, and that is something in the mix there that you're going to need, as you well know here in the last 3 years at the varsity helm, that you're going to have to utilize if you have to. At that point, we've seen it last against Beale City the last couple of years. You don't get another crack at Beale City. You'll have Fowler this week, but it's good to have that in the back pocket.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and it's something we work on every day of practice. But, you know, I have a hard time throwing the ball when we can run off tackle. And, you know, we've averaged 11 yards a carry in the season. You know, I mean, when you're getting 11 yards a carry, it's pretty tough to do something that, you know, when you're already having success this way.
So you went through Saginaw Nouvelle, Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary. You always got to respect what they can bring to the to your field there, because they are a different type of offense that can throw something at you. You did well against them defensively, offensively, obviously, also. Tell me what this Fowler team, have you learned anything? I know you've only had a couple days at this point, and you're just kind of trying to, you know, make a walk through, let these guys heal up a little bit here on a Monday and Tuesday. But when you get back to work fully here, do you know anything about this Fowler team that we should look out for?
Well, they're big. They're real big on the offensive line. You know, they've got some athletes. Our big concern is the size of their line. We're going to have to, you know, not get elevated to the line of scrimmage. You know, I don't, you know, the films we got of them, they're not playing tight teams like we are. So it's really a guess what they're going to run defensively. So, you know, that's the biggest challenge playing a team like this. We have no idea what they're going to do. So, you know, we just got to work on understanding what our reads are in the offensive line and what we're going to do so that we can have success running the ball.
I do got one question for Coach Sweeney. You got Fowler instead of Beale City. Was it a sigh of relief when you found out Beale City lost, or was there a little bit of depression kicking in because you didn't get another shot at them?
I was happy because we get to play at Ubley. Obviously, I have loads of respect for Beale City. People talk about revenge things like that. I don't look at it that way. The two games we played against them were a couple of the best football games I've been ever involved in.
Absolutely.
You know, at 19, I was on the sideline, you know, as a JV coach helping out Bill Sweeney. And that was just a great football game. And the one last year, I mean, it came down to right at the end. You know, it was a great football game. So nothing but respect for them. And the thing with Fowler is they just beat that game. So, you know, but this is the third year in a row that Fowler has been in that district final. They lost the first 2 years in the district and now won this third year. You know, we saw them on film against Carson City Crystal 2 years ago. Last year, they had a big lead on Breckenridge in the second half and lost the game. And this year, they were down a couple touchdowns to Beale City, and they came back and won. So, you know, I mean, the biggest problem we have getting ready for a game like this is no idea what they'll do defensively. You know, offensively, everybody runs their offense. We kind of know what they do. They're a single wing team and spread, kind of similar to what Marlette would do. And, you know, yeah, to go back to the Beale City thing, I'm not worried about that. I'm just happy we get to play up with
you. It is Sportsline Radio on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. Talking to head coach Eric Sweeney of the Ubley Bearcats. We'll be back with more of Coach Sweeney after this quick break. It is Sportsline Radio.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Stop by Jones Equipment Rental, Sales, and Service in Fort Gratiot today.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information. Make wash day a breeze with the help of Croslex Laundry and Tanning, 37 Ward Street in Croswell. They feature high-efficiency washers and super hot dryers, like a 60-pound washer that washes 6 loads in a short amount of time. Turn your laundry day into laundry hour. And, of course, you can take advantage of tanning specials, too, at Croslex Laundry and Tanning, next to the railroad tracks in Croswell. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 7, Saturday and Sunday from 7 to 6. Bonnie and Eric salute the high school football teams for their fine accomplishments and wish them the best of luck.
Welcome back to Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. It is playoffs. I'm Eddie Fury, along with Jonathan Mitchell with Thumbtugger Sports, still talking to the Ubbly head football coach, Eric Sweeney. Talking to Coach Eric Sweeney of the Ubbly Bearcats. He'll be taking on Fowler this week. And for you this season, you win the Greater Thumb East title. You win a district championship. Of course, your hopes is a regional championship. You don't want to look too far ahead, but of course, you want to add some more hardware. With these players you've had here in the last couple of years alone, it's got to feel special. Of course, they have a lot in their mind also. They know what they want to do to accomplish compared to the last couple of years also to get back to that Ford Field points. How do you keep them focused game by game?
Well, these kids have played for me for a long time, and I don't care if we're playing junior high football, JV, or here at the varsity level. I never look ahead. I'm always looking at just this one game ahead of us. You know, that's I don't care if we're playing the weakest team in our league or we're playing for a regional championship. I'm concerned about that game. I never look ahead. You know, it's easy when, you know, we had a game week before we played Cass City, and Cass City we felt was going to be our toughest game the second half of the season, but we didn't start looking at Cass City until we played Cass City. And this is the same thing. You know, our kids, they're a very disciplined group of kids, and they know that, you know, I mean, you know, you brought up Saginaw Nouvelle and Saginaw MLS. I mean, you're talking both of those teams are averaging 40-plus points a game this year. So, I mean, that has your attention. And same thing with Fowler. They just beat probably our, you know, team that knocked us out two of the last 3 years. So, I mean, they have our full attention. And, you know, this is going to be the best team we played this year. So, you know, it's pretty easy to not look ahead when you're playing a good team.
Yeah, Coach, you talk about, you know, having these players and how disciplined they are. And we hear it in the talks through the media that Ubbly might be one of the most fundamental teams. And, of course, being an alum from there, that's something you I know you preach it, and I know Coach Becker preaches it. It's just the atmosphere there. It's something special I think everybody can tell because you guys, I mean, it's discipline. It's we're going to do what we do best. Like you said, you don't want to run anything when you're averaging 11 yards a carry. But what is there a concern there that you might run into when you run into Fowler, you know, the best team you play? If something doesn't go right, are you comfortable with what you can do secondhand, you know, maybe come away with a win?
So those secondhand things we work on every day in practice. You know, we've done different things. You know, we ran a lot of spread against USA. We ran some spread against Sandusky. You know, we've done a lot of different things. You know, the first drive against Cass City, you know, if you remember, we had a 4th and 18 down by the goal line, and we went spread and, you know, went 19 yards for a touchdown. So we're not afraid to do that stuff. But at the same time, you know, we want to make teams stop us what we do. And that's, you know, part of, you know, technique and fundamentals is we want to be good at what we do. And before we start doing anything else, we're going to force teams to stop that stuff. And then there's adjustments we can go, whether we go with our wing stuff or wide stuff, spread stuff. We work on it every day in practice. So
you talk about balance and Ubbly's offenses, the three running backs, Mark Hiley, of course, leading the way, but you got Aiden and Makoviak and Seth Maurer right there. And then everybody talks about Evan Peruski, but you really got to give some credit to, you know, Aiden and Seth, I believe. They don't get the carries, but man, when they do, they're taking full advantage of them. I mean, they're both averaging over 10 yards a carry, so it kind of makes it tough for a Fowler, you would think, really, just to key on, like, Mark or Evan in the backfield.
Well, that's the whole point of, you know, we had our league meeting last night, and, you know, like they were talking, you know, up until 06, we didn't have many plays for our quarterbacks. And, you know, Bill Sweeney went to a wing T clinic, you know, went and, you know, the Constantine was putting on. And that's where we started putting in that quarterback sucker play. And, you know, that really opened our offense up. You know, when the quarterback has to be defended sideline to sideline, at some point, something's going to be open. And, you know, our offensive line is pretty balanced from side to side. And our backs, you know, all three backs run very well. There's, you know, Mark Heilig is by far our best back, but them other two are very good running backs. So, and then you still have Evan there that, you know, he's averaging 16 yards a carry. So, and he can still throw the ball. So,
and limited to 55 carries. That's the thing. You know, he's got 890 yards and just 55 carries. And he's kind of that big play threat, you would say, for your offense, which just opens it up that much more. And like Coach Lester Marlette says, he forces teams to have to guard you sideline to sideline, kind of something teams aren't used to doing against double, you could say.
Well, and that's just it, and that's where that quarterback run comes in, that sucker play. But, you know, just the threat of him out there opens a lot of things up for them other three.
All right, Coach, we're going to let you go here. Thank you for talking to us, and good luck.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, and we're going to take a break and be back here on Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show and talk about the ugly game against Saginaw MLS, also with the stats and more. We'll be right back.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, it depends who you ask. If you ask the Wrens or the Caggianos, who run with us on John Deere mowers, they'd tell you.
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
Get as much done in advance as possible.
I jump out of the house, a cup of coffee, and I'm at work.
But the Upshaws, the Hubbards, and the Allens, who work behind the wheel of John Deere compact tractors, would say,
something that's worth doing isn't always easy.
If it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
And most of all,
I make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
Then there's the Nelsons and the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their Gator UTVs,
it's important to just take it one day at a time.
You can't be all working, not play.
The most fun we have on the Gator is just ripping around the property.
It's a way of life.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
See your John Deere dealer, Tri-County Equipment, with 11 locations serving you in Sandusky, Bad Axe, Carroll, Marlette, Lapeer, Burton, Fenton, Saginaw, Birch Run, Race, and Rochester Hills.
We all love our little corner of the thumb, a friendly wave from a neighbor, volunteering at local events, hanging around the campfire, the Friday night lights. Nothing beats living in a tightly knit community. Thumb Cellular is proud of what life has to offer in the thumb. Locally owned and operated by your neighbors and friends, Thumb Cellular offers the quickest LTE speeds, better coverage, and affordable plans. Plus, our customer service is always locally based and personable. It's local people at local offices who are interested in giving you the friendliest help possible. It's why we became a local cellular carrier and why we are committed to staying local for our friends and neighbors. Stop into your neighborhood Thumb Cellular office to find the perfect new phone and plan for you. With locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Experience the Thumb Cellular difference today. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb since 1991.
This program to bring you this special bulletin. Attention to the employees of Dunn Paper Company in Port Huron. For those who are losing their health insurance, make an appointment immediately with the Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency. Grant Smith and his staff are here to help you through the process and get you the proper health insurance that fits your needs. The Grant Smith Health Insurance Agency, your local connection.
Call today for an appointment, 810-984-1373.
All right, welcome back to the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. With me is Jonathan Bisher on the cell phone. I'll try to crank him up a little bit more to hear him. I know it's technology. I'll figure it out. The Upley Bearcats want to thank Coach Eric Sweeney and his busy schedule. I'm sure he's tired. We're all tired, but not tired of high school playoff football. Let's talk about this win over Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary at Upley. For this game, Jonathan.
Yeah, this is a very good Michigan Lutheran Seminary that Upley defeated last Friday night. You know, their only loss coming to Ithaca, who, if anybody knows anything about high school football, Ithaca is just on a different level, and no matter what division they play. So, like Coach Sweeney, you can't take any opponent lightly at this time. And they came out, all these offenses, firing all cylinders. I'm talking 472 yards rushing on just 39 carries. Like you said, on the season, they're averaging 11 yards a carry. This game, they averaged 12. Mark Heilig and Seth Maurer were really the two that set the tone early for Ubley. Big plays off the bat. Their second-driving offense, Eddie, was two plays, 91 yards for a touchdown. That was after a punt return for a touchdown by Peruski got called back due to a block in the back. So that just shows you how dynamic this Ubley team is. I mean, they're scoring big play after big play after big play when everybody looks at the wing tee and really thinks, well, this is 3 yards in a cloud of dust. And like Coach Sweeney said, why throw it when you're averaging 11 yards a carry? And they just proved it again another night against another very good opponent in Michigan Lutheran Seminary. You know, you talk about Heilig setting the tone, 12 carries, 193 yards, 5 touchdowns. Seth Maurer, just a junior, 8 carries, 115 yards, 2 touchdowns. Aiden Makoviak, 5 carries, 95 yards.
and we talk about Evan Prusky. Yeah, he only had 3 carries for 30 yards. He was the lower guy on the totem pole tonight, but it was just an all-out great performance by Ubley. And you got to give credit to the offensive line, Eddie. They're not big, and he mentioned how Fowler is bigger than them, but this is one of the most technique-driven offensive lines. And even Jason Parmenter of Varsity Monthly commented and said, he's never seen a team fire off the ball and hit as hard as they do like Ubley that he's seen all year. And Jason's seen a lot of different football teams this year.
All right. They're going to have a lot to throw at Fowler, as Coach said, but will they have enough firepower, enough different type of offense against this Fowler team?
Yeah, he said they've seen some similarity, dominant defense they have, only allowing a touchdown in a game. That bodes well for him, but like you said, you don't know what they're going to see defensively, so you're going to work on four-man fronts, you're going to work on odd-man fronts, you're going to work on seeing various linebackers blitzing all week in practice, and then they just hope that their experience of making these deep playoff runs allows them to adjust mid-game and really find something that works for them. But, you know, they got a secret weapon that we haven't really, we talk about him quite a bit, but we haven't seen him. That's Brett Mueller, the kicker. He's on the season, 72 of 74 for PATs. He was 7 of 7 last week. Last week in practice, I was told he's hit a 45-yard field goal. He's hit a 50-yard field goal in practice before the season, earlier in the season. And he forces teams on kickoffs go 80 yards as the average field position for opponents to start at the 23-yard line, Eddie. And last week, he hit the crossbar on a kickoff. And he would have had one that was good, but he pulled it left. That was on kickoff, Eddie. So that's a 70-yard field attempt, practically.
Well, you know, these extra points, too, when you don't have to rely on the two-point conversions also, has got to help. Do you have a kicker to enable that? You've seen them enough here. Have they done that more with the extra points, the PATs, or they've gone to the two-point conversion more?
That's all they kick now. That's all they do is kick PATs. The kid's pretty well automatic, and you got to give it to him. And I got to imagine if we get in a close game against Fowler, I wouldn't be surprised to see number 14, Brett Mueller, out there this year kicking field goals in that game, even the semifinal game if they make it, or the final game if they make it. I wouldn't be surprised to see that junior out there kicking field goals, because he's got a leg and he bodes well, and it really helps this defense. You know, we talk about how great their defense is, but it's set up by their special team. When a team's got to go 77 yards on average, it just allows you more time for your defense to make that play, make that turnover. This is a team that's forced 17 turnovers this season, Eddie. 17 turnovers. That is ridiculous.
Well, their winning streak continues, and we'll see if they can carry it on. Thank you, Jonathan. We're going to stick around here, folks, because coming up next, we're going to talk about the Brown City Green Devils. By the way, it's Ubley hosting Fowler, and that would be a Saturday afternoon game, 1 p.m. What time are you going on at Channel 1 at thumbtogether.com for that game?
12:30 still. I'm scooting out of work early to get there early.
Okay. We'll be right back, folks, and come back with head coach Aaron Cooper of the Brown City Green Devils. We are covering that game on 92.5 FM WBGB. It'll be Brown City getting another crack at Martin this coming Saturday afternoon. Also, 12:30 noon is a pregame kickoff at 1 p.m. We'll be right back to talk to Coach Cooper about their win over the Decavo Eagles and heading to the state semifinal. We'll be right back here on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.
From Graff, Chevrolet, Buick, and Sandusky, here's Sam and Brandon.
Vehicles are finally starting to arrive. A lot of them are pre-sold to customers. However, we are getting a few that are available.
That's right, Sam. If you're looking for a Buick SUV, now's a great time. We have Envisions, Encore GXs, and also an Enclave, with more on the way.
Buick is offering 0% financing on select Buick models. Also, if you are in a current lease and are ready to get into something new, current lessees can enjoy up to $2,250 in lease loyal incentive cash.
And with trade-in values starting to decline, now is the time to make your move and get your new Buick.
If safety is what you need, Buick has 3 years of OnStar and connected services included on select models, which includes an unlimited data plan with remote access.
Speaking of safety, all Buick models include forward collision alert as well as lane keep assist.
Safety and security, a great ride and quality that you expect from a Buick. They're here and available at Graff Chevrolet Buick on M46 in Sandusky.
Your friends at Liberty Lanes and Sandusky say, come join the team.
The fall bowling leagues will soon be starting, and Liberty Lanes has openings for the Monday night and Wednesday morning ladies leagues, as well as men's leagues on Tuesday and Wednesday evenings. Liberty Lanes also has mixed leagues on Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday evenings. For more information or a sign up, just call or stop in at Liberty Lanes and talk to Roger or Heidi. Plus, Liberty Lanes is a great place to eat. Great food, drinks, and spirits. They are also hiring for all positions, so apply now at Liberty Lanes, located at the West Park Plaza in Sandusky. Call 810-648-9860, 810-648-9860, and like them on Facebook and their website, BoldLibertyLanes.com. All right, welcome back to the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show. Three coverage area teams still in action, and one of them is the Brown City Green Devils, first year in high school eight player football. And didn't really play too much of the thumb area schedule other than Peck, K-Peck, and they got to meet against the Deckerville Eagles and got the win in the playoffs of the Division I Region 4 championship game. And with us is the head coach of the Brown City Green Devils, Coach Aaron Cooper. A 52-6 win over the Deckerville Eagles. Coach, things were just worked out really well for you. You knew what you're going to be in store here. You know that Deckerville's are pretty much one of the top teams in the area. They were a young team this year. They did still have a lot of experience coming back. But you got to be gratified with how large of a margin it was against the Deckerville Eagles, 52-6.
Yeah, we really stuck to our game plan. The kids were ready to play. And like you said, we know we're going to run the ball and we need to get stops. And right out of the bat, we were able to do that pretty early. And the running game took over from there. It's kind of the tail of the playoffs so far.
Now you move on to take on Martin. And the first meeting you had against them didn't work out too well. How much did you learn from that loss? That's what your lone loss against this team. And how can you compare them? If there was a team you can compare them to, an NCTL team, if you know of. I mean, all you haven't played against any in eight-player football other than Peck and Deckerville. Who could you compare them to? And how much did you learn coming off that loss also to take you through the rest of the season to go undefeated after that loss?
Yeah, we learned a lot. It was in the middle of when we were taking those long trips across the state, and that was one, I think, two weekends in a row, and we headed over to Martin, and they're a really good football team. But we definitely learned some things on one, how we played the game and they played against us, and then also just about ourselves as we were still early in the season, mid-season, and since then we've changed quite a bit. Not necessarily what we do, but we've had some personnel changes and kids have just grown. Not only the entire team learned an eight man a little bit and getting more experience with that game and how the changes are slightly different. But really just overall as a team, as far as looking at Martin from an opponent standpoint, at least from the defensive standpoint, us preparing defensively. So looking at their offense, Oakland Christian, I guess, would be similar in a style that we're trying to get ready for. The big difference is Oakland Christian, when we took on that battle, used two different quarterbacks to kind of give hints of where they were going. Martin has an outstanding senior quarterback who does it all, and he doesn't leave that position. He can run the ball, throw the ball, and they have a lot of weapons. So that's the hard part to get ready for. Offensively, we're going to still do what we always do. Just we have some small tweaks to kind of help with what stalled us out last time, and we think we can get those fixed, and that we're just better overall blocking and running our system. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, you know, I was watching some of the video replays from the first game in that, and it seemed like you had to improve on the defense after that game. How has the defense picked it up since then?
Yeah, we just as an entire team, we realized some of the reasons we weren't being effective was some fundamentals and some things we had to get back to. So we made sure we just had a focus on that throughout our practices, and then it's carried over into games. A lot of it's just the confidence with tackling and getting in the right position. And you can see it each week, especially these last couple weeks in the playoffs. You've seen kids who aren't necessarily seen on our defense as big tacklers come up and make some really big hits, our secondary, and even guys who are coming in. So it's just kind of a team mentality to take pride defensively and get after it and really swarm the ball and make big hits. We've been doing it pretty well, and we've been happy with it. So it's going to have to do a much better job than we did when we went to Martin the first time. But some of it, like I said, personnel has changed and kind of evolved. A lot know that we have seven seniors who've played a lot of football, and it's been a little easier for them to adapt. But we also still have, four or five sophomores who play a ton. We have a freshman who plays quite a bit. And they've evolved along the way, and we've learned more about what they are and how they can play defensively in the 8-man game. And I think we're better now with the kind of the pieces and more of the right place, knowing what the kids can do and what puts us in the best spot to stop multiple teams like what we'll see with Martin.
Yeah, so you made those adjustments. And also, are you still off? Are the kids, of course, happy winning the regional championship, bringing a trophy to the case also? Against Deckerville. How was practice today? You enjoyed it a little bit more, but then you said, hey, we got to get back to work here. But it's got to feel special for the school and for you also. First year in eight player football, not knowing what to expect, and the success you've had so far also. We've seen this a lot with some NCTL teams that get their first year in, and now you're the next Thumb Area team to do that. It's got to feel great. How's the school feel? How's the kids feel about this? Of course, you're obviously happy, but then you got to move on here.
Yeah, thinking back to Friday, it was one of the neatest moments. I've been at Brown City for 7-8 years now. It was one of the neatest moments to just see the entire community and some of the families. I've been around there for a while, kind of get that moment and see that kind of energy, the student section we've had, bigger than it's been in years, and just kind of everything around it was pretty neat to be a part of. As far as today, though, getting back to work today, it just got super busy. We're holding out hope a little bit that maybe we could get another home game, but once we knew it was Martin, we had to hit the road. So we're going to try and do that a little bit different than the last time. We left early in the morning and had a really long Saturday, so had to do some travel plans and stuff like that today. And then practice was some film. We had some guys out sick, so we'll get after a little harder tomorrow. But coaches have used that time to prep and make sure we're ready to get at it.
Kyle Affer, Lawson Cooper, of course, your other offensive power, Clint Ford, have really been the catalyst for this offense. But let's talk about the condition of the offensive line. With this close set offense, you really got to give them credits on the strength to get that push and make that hole. And then, of course, your offensive players will take care of it. But, offensive players, the offensive line, don't get enough credits. You got to give them all the credit for the offense to be such a high-potent running offense at this point.
Yeah, absolutely. And our players know that. If you ask any of our backs, they'll be the first one to tell you, how big some of those holes have been and how great of a job they do. But it's really a full team. From when we include our offensive line, we really talk about our tight ends too. Getting Kalen Hagee back was huge for not only helping our run game even more, but also adding to the pass game. We run the ball really, really well.
Jonathan, you have a question.
Coach, you mentioned about when you played Martin the first time, the transition from 11-player to 8-man. How big of an adjustment was that, and how long really did it take for not only you as the coaching staff, but really your players to go, okay, we got this, and we can be good, and we know we can be good, and now here you are going for a semifinal?
To be honest with the kids, I think it's immediate. I don't think they notice a huge difference. There is some schematics offensively, though. You can do a lot of the same type of stuff. I personally spent a lot of time in the summer reaching out to coaches all over the country that run 8-man in different states and really just making sure that we had a solid scheme that we knew we could take the stuff we've taught the kids for, the years they've been in our program and carry it over into a plan that'd work in 8-man. But as soon as we got into our, 7-on-7s become 5-on-5s in the summer. But as soon as we get into that, I honestly, if you ask the kids, they probably won't notice a whole lot of difference.
Well, Coach, good luck. We'll see you there this coming Saturday afternoon. It'll be at Martin. And, I guess you could say, are you happy you get another crack at them and see where you line up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We knew coming when we got out of the Deckerville game we were going to get one or two huge opportunities. One of them we always wanted was that rematch with Martin, and the other one, of course, would have been a home game to have a possibility to go. We're excited. We've been looking at them all along, and in the back, we've had coaches watching and getting some new plans together. So we'll be ready to give them our best shot.
I know we talked to him before about it, but your strength and conditioning has been a key, and I've noticed it right off the bat the last couple of years. Coach Sheridan has really brought that into play here. You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, like I said, it's been really throughout the entire last year, not just the season, of how hard the kids have worked in the class for strength and conditioning and with us. And it's really shown. Again, not only in football, we had a regional championship in cross country with athletes in that program, and he's just been phenomenal for the whole school.
Well, Coach, good luck. We'll see you there.
All right. Thank you.
All right. And, folks, we'll be right back to wrap things up here with Jonathan Bischer on the Sportsline Radio High School Football Sports Show.
Mark McGeary here from Moore Motor Sales in Caro. If you are planning a new car or truck purchase, or you have a current lease expiring, it's time to start planning ahead.
inventory shortages and extended order delivery times are expected to continue. Whether you want to buy or lease, turn your car in or trade it in, we can help you make the best decision to capitalize on the current market conditions. Ford Motor Company is offering an order incentive of $1,000 on many vehicle lines over and above any other rebate. Place your custom order. That's More Motor Sales, just west of Caro on M81. Visit us on the web at themoreautogroup.com and come see why for 57 years your friends and neighbors have been driving to Caro.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
All right, welcome back. We got a little bit of time here to wrap up the show here, talk about the stats that Brown City had over at Deckerville. It was just an onslaught, 16-0 in the first quarter, and then 30-6 at the half, and then 16 more points for Brown City in the third quarter. 6 points in the fourth quarter really just ate up the clock a lot also, and got some turnovers against Deckerville, who had 3 turnovers in this game. Deckerville had 152 yards rushing, 84 yards passing, while Brown City just 12 yards passing, but did it all on the ground and pound. 422 rushing yards, 18 first downs, 1 turnover in this game, however. Did have some penalties, 4 for 30. But again, Lawson Cooper, 10 carries, 156 yards, 2 touchdowns, some big plays there also. But that 3-headed monster, as I said, on the rushing game with Lawson Cooper as a quarterback. Small guy, but man, he is slippery. Along with Clint Ford, he had 149 yards, 15 carries, 2 touchdowns. Kyle Affer, who has been a beast throughout the whole season, 113 yards, 13 attempts, and 2 touchdowns in this game. And we do have a receiving touchdown also. That was Clint Ford with 12 yards and a touchdown for the win over Brown City. And let's talk about that last game against Martin there, Jonathan. It was the offensive output was there, but not in big bunches that they had been averaged over 300-plus yards rushing.
Yeah, and they still had almost 200 yards carry in that game against Martin. The big thing is they couldn't stop Martin was the issue. They ran more plays than Martin. They held a time of possession against Martin. They had less penalties than Martin. The big thing was the turnovers, and they couldn't punch the ball in the end zone. And that was really when Lawson Cooper kind of stepped in at quarterback, and he was just a freshman, I remind you. So I think this time, the second time around, he's got a whole season under his belt. You really look for him to play a bigger part, even running the ball. And then, of course, if you're Brown City, I mean, you got to rely on Kyle Affer and Clint Ford and getting those two in space and letting them make plays. And you really got to stop their quarterback, J.R. Hildebrand. He's, like Coach Cooper said, he's the quarterback that can do it all. He can sling it. He can run it. And that's really where this team starts. And Martin, we've seen it many times. When you got a really good athlete at quarterback in eight-man football, you can make some runs. We've seen it in Kingston with Owen Corliss, what he's doing there. We've seen it in North Huron with Will Case. We've seen it in Peck with Caleb Lettner this year. If you got one really good athlete, you can make the noise. Brown City's got a couple of them. And I really like their chances the second time going to Martin. Like Coach Cooper said, he's made some travel plan changes. And so that hints to me that they're more or less likely leaving Friday afternoon to break up the drive, which is probably good for the kids, and then get them ready to go Saturday morning there. But, hey, when you're coming down to the semifinals, it's do or die, and they got a tall task in front of them. But I like the Green Devils shot the second time. You know what Martin's going to bring to you, and you know what kind of adjustments you're going to make. You just got to execute them out.
All right, that is Jonathan Bisher. Thank you for that wrap-up. We're going to talk more about that pregame info from Martin, so tune in at 12:30 p.m. on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at SanilacBroadcasting.com. This coming Saturday, 12:30 noon, kickoff at 1 p.m., Brown City at Martin for the Division One state semifinal. The winner moves on to Marquette. And Jonathan, you'll have Ubley taking on and hosting Fowler, 12:30 noon this Saturday on thumbtailgetter.com on Channel 1. Channel 2 will have Lakers Friday night at New Lothrop. Jonathan, thank you.
Thank you, Eddie.
All right, we got bowling to sell, so yeah, I'm excited about that. Replay of this will be tomorrow and online at CNLightBroadcasting.com. Thank you for tuning in.